Huzzah! This is King Vidor! Or is that Vidor? Never the matter! It is hereby decreed by royal proclamation that my new court jesters shall henceforth be John Boy and Billy in the realm known as the Big Show. Are they funny? They better be, lest they want to be dragon food.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, I'm Adam. It is Monday, October the 25th. It's Halloween week. Yeah, we're getting it all fun with Halloween that we've had over the years and gonna come this weekend, hopefully. Get some candy. Hey, good morning, everybody. John Boy Billy. Hey, Taylor. Hey. Randy. Jackie, Andy behind the glass.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
And Pillar's moving around the... Well, there'll be Friday leftovers. Was there some left?
No, there's never any.
All right. One national day today, National Greasy Foods Day.
Oh, that's probably where Pillars is.
It's here. Although not the healthiest of choices, every once in a while, it's okay to enjoy some greasy food. Well, thanks for your permission.
I know who rewrote that, but I won't out her.
Okay. And John Boy's stuff. All right, brand new week online at thebigshow.com. Of course, our daily stuff that we give away. You got to win a contest, one of four. We have every morning. Then we draw at the end of the show our daily stuff. Today, we got a 1998 edition signed number 28 World of Outlaws Racing Champions miniature die-cast sprint car with deluxe wheels.
No kidding.
It's autographed by driver Brad Doty. To the best of Tater's knowledge, we had to look it up because I knew it was going to come back in a lot of autographs I have and my stuff. I got to figure it out, but she looked it up on eBay and matched it up. And by the way, they're asking $17.99 for this, and it's not even signed on eBay.
And it's not even sold.
Well, I had to go back in the archives first and try to figure out his thing, and then I went from there.
Well, it is, of course, right there in the package. So that is our daily giveaway today. And the weekly grand prize, register at thebigshow.com for the Time Life Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Museum DVD box set. We're getting into a lot of the good stuff here on my side of John Boy and Billy office. Also, got a 1999 Mark Martin talking race card. Doing with that. So DVD, Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame box set, and a Mark Martin talking race card for our weekly prize.
Wow, it's like Squid Game, but the prizes aren't nearly as good.
All right, dear. Well, let's get our first prize back out, our 3 days in history, and get you ready for the winning. Outburst played next. Wake up, Big Show's on the radio. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. All right. First prize pack out the door this morning, a hat, T-shirt, and tumbler from Law Tigers, America's Motorcycle Lawyers, plus a one-year digital subscription to Classic Easy Rider magazine, making its rebellious return this December 7th with a 2021 Sturgis special. You go to ClassicEasyRiders.com is their website. Save up to 60% off the cover price. And we got it set up where you can go to thebigshow.com, click on the banner as well. And you go ahead and register for my weekly stuff online while you're there. Let's get you ready to win an Outburst. Here we go. 3 dates in history. It was 1971 on this date. Roy Disney dedicates Walt Disney World.
Walt's brother, yeah.
Yep. It's a shame Walt didn't make it. I mean, it was a big plan. He kept it under wraps, and once it got started, he got sick. And
yep.
Is that right?
Yep. Yeah, died of lung cancer in 1967, maybe.
So Roy was his boy, and he dedicated in 71. Mm-hmm. All right. Move up to 1979. A black and beige collie named Jesse was elected homecoming queen at Tarleton State University in Texas.
And a lot of the other dogs said, I believe she's had some work done.
I can't believe that bitch won.
And finally, on this date in 1982, the sitcom Newhart debuted on television. Comedian Bob Newhart played Dick Loudon, an author of how-to books and owner of the Stratford Inn. Series also starred Mary Fran, Tom Poston, Julia Duffy, and Peter Scolari.
Yes, indeed.
That was the show that had Daryl and my brother.
Yeah, Larry, Daryl, and Daryl.
Man, that was funny. Mm-hmm. And he just came off when he was, the Newhart show was he was a psychiatrist.
Right.
Yeah.
And then did this. Yeah, that was a funny show, man.
No
funny,
doubt about it.
Funny show. All right, good. Well, there you go. There's categories. 1-800-BIG-SHOWS. You told free lot. We play Outburst next. Good Monday morning, Big Show's on the radio, and our video of the day, Terror Ends with a Pee Break. Check it out with our Halloween special that we kick off the week.
Take that, ghosts. Oh, that's not how it goes.
At thebigshow.com. And right now, good out Monday, winning Magana.
Outburst, let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Say hey to Jamie from Chesney, South Carolina.
We'll have a big show time.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey. Hey, Jamie, we all good, buddy. Welcome in here.
Thank you for having me. First time getting through.
All right. Get down with Jamie.
Man.
All right. Let's get the week to winning beginning. Jamie, pulling for you. Get through these categories. Let's start.
With, all
right. In 5 seconds, we need three rides at Disney World. Ready? Go.
Tower of Terror, Space Mountain, and It's a Small World.
After all. All right. Now, Jamie, three dog breeds. Ready, go.
Yorkie, Bulldog, and Labrador.
Bam. And for the win, three TV sitcoms in the early 80s. Be specific. Ready.
I was around that
day. Okay, well, go.
Newhart, Cheers, and Three's Company.
And I guess that was fitting right in that time frame, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They were on about their fourth blonde at Three's Company by that time. Really.
Is that right? It was.
I liked every one of them, too.
Yeah, that was an idea. All right, Jamie, well, good work, buddy. You got the big old Law Tigers prize pack. With the return of the classic Easy Rider magazine, you're hooked up on that. And you're the first name in the hat for my daily stuff at 96 edition signed. Number 28 World Outlaws Racing Champions Miniature Diecast Sprint Car Deluxe Wheels, autographed by driver Brad Doherty, to the best of Tater's knowledge.
Well, you don't have to say that.
Every time. Was that just for me?
That was just for you.
All right, good work. All right, Jamie, you hang on. Jackie, hook you up.
All right, thank you, Johnny.
Fun of Halloween week begin right on the other side of your news. Carl gonna tell us the story of the Great Pumpkin. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. 20 Minutes Playhouse takes place in Archie and Edith Bunker's living room. But right now...
And now, it's story time with your host, Carl Childers.
That Charlie Brown, he's a pretty good actor, I reckon. He's done a good deal of TV and movies and whatnot. I've seen most of them, seem to me. One of my favorites is, it's a great big old pumpkin, Charlie Brown. It is about that little boy that totes that towel around everywhere with him. He got him a real compulsion about that great big old pumpkin. I can tell you about it if you want me to. All right, then. Well, sir, it's fall time. Some folks calls it autumn. I calls it fall time. And that little towel boy, he's studying on writing a letter to that great big old pumpkin, hoping to get on his good side before Halloween. Along comes that sister of his, name of Lucy. She's a little loud. She the one that got that shed where she runs that little nervous hospital for 5 cents. When she ain't a-tricking old Charlie Brown into trying to kick that football again. Back to business. Lucy and her friends are kindly cruel to that little towel boy. They make sport of him a good bit. Even Charlie Brown and that dog of his horse laugh him a good one. They hadn't ought to done that to him. He just a boy. Then Charlie Brown's little sister come along. She's a pretty little thing. No bigger than a squirrel. She kind of sweet on that little towel boy. He tells her all about that great big old pumpkin and how on Halloween he'd come along toting gifts and whatnot for all the young'uns. Kind of like Santa Claus, I reckon. But with a big orange head. Towel boy and Charlie Brown's little sister may head off to that pumpkin patch to wait for that great big old pumpkin. And the rest of them start getting their costume ready to go. That mouthy girl, that red-haired girl, that dirty boy, that little black boy, and that little girl that thinks she's a boy. Even that funny boy that plays the piano. Not funny, ha-ha, funny queer. I reckon she ain't figured that part of it out yet. They dressed up like all sorts of spooks and haints and scary critters. Charlie Brown's costume is kindly pitiful. I reckon he's supposed to be some sort of ghost, but he had trouble with the scissors, seems like to me. Looked more like a piece of that cheese with all the holes in it. Well, sir, they made the rounds of tricking and a-treating here and there. They got chocolate bars and popcorn balls, but they got some good stuff, too. Potted meat and biscuits and mustard. And one place gave them French fried taters. They went back there a couple times. And then some folks gave them produce. They made out real good. Except for old Charlie Brown. They just gave him a bunch of rocks and stones and gravel and whatnot. He figured it'd last longer than the candy, but it's a little harder on the teeth. Right about here, story kind of took a funny turn. They went on about this dog putting on a helmet, started flying his doghouse around, shooting at some feller named Red. I didn't understand that part of it. I understood a good bit of it, but not that part. The picture got all blotchy. Then that doghouse got shot up by that Red feller, I reckon. That little dog crashed in France summers, had to walk all the way back home. And all of a sudden, we're back at the Halloween party. An old mouthy girl's bobbing for apples. She come up with an apple all right, and that flying dog was holding on the other side. I can't quite figure out how that dog got from France to that apple bucket. Well, sir, Halloween's almost over. And that towel boy and Charlie Brown's little sister was still in that pumpkin patch. She done missed all the tricking and treating and potted meat. And she just sees Red. She cussed out that little towel boy for wasting her night. She gets ready to walk out on him, and they hear this spooky noise. They think it's a great pumpkin, but it's just that darn flying dog having fun with him. He sure gets around. Well, sir, that's the last straw for the little girl, and she leaves him there. Later on, towel boy's mouthy sister comes out, finds him sleeping in the pumpkin patch just a-freezing. She goes to tote him home, and all of a sudden that great big old pumpkin shows up. But he ain't kindly like they thought he was. He's right cruel. He grabbed that mouthy girl, swallows her in one big gulp. Towel boy starts crying and yelling, "What'd you eat my sister for? What'd you eat my sister for?" He getting ready to move in on little towel boy there and swallow him up too. But old Charlie Brown shows up, cracks that great big old pumpkin with that sack of rocks he got. Killed him. Then they cut him open and saved that mouthy girl. Had a nice big jack-o'-lantern to boot. Turned out to be a real happy Halloween for everybody. Moral of the story is, don't get upset if some folks give you rocks. You might need them someday to kill a great big old pumpkin. The end.
Storytime with Carl Childers is brought to you by Hargrave's Potted Meat Product. Chock full of peckers and lips since 1937.
What do you make of that flying dog, little fella?
Good morning. Got a big show on the radio. In about 20 minutes, we got our expert on Halloween candy, Oliver. Right, follow him and the big girl shopping in about 20 minutes. Right now, action.
Welcome to John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Today's episode, The Stretch Cunningham Story. As our story opens, Archie Bunker has just finished driving a fill-in shift for the Sunshine Cab Company.
Welcome home, Archie. How'd it go?
As they say in France, lousy, Edith. Driving a cab these days ain't nothing but drunk Puerto Ricans and kids from the socialist media making tic-tac videos.
I think that's TikTok.
Whatever. But for $70 an hour, I'll take it.
Wow, that's a lot more than you made back when you were driving full-time.
Well, with the current labor shortage, they're getting desperate, Edith. In fact, they even asked Stretch Cunningham to come back and pull a shift or two.
Stretch Cunningham?
Yeah.
Oh, he's the worst driver they ever had. I wouldn't want to ride with him.
Well, I don't think he's going to last too long. He's back displaying his usual bad judgment.
What do you mean?
Stretch tends to get a little too familiar with some of your female customers. Have you got a minute? Last night, he picks up this nun over on Bushwick Avenue. She's got on the cape and the hat and the wigs, and she says she's going to some kind of church function. Well, she's young, too, fresh out of the nunnerarium, or whatever you call it. And she's a real looker, too. So Stretch starts eyeballing her in the rearview mirror, and she is eyeballing him, too.
Uh-oh!
So, after a few minutes, he says, "Got a question for you, Toots. Why does a beautiful girl like you decide to become a nun? You could get yourself a husband and live the life of your dreams." And she says, "Well, guys my age don't know how to treat a woman no more. I prefer older guys, like you. But all the good ones are married, like you." And Stretch says, "Oh, I ain't married. My wife died last month."
But his wife didn't die last month.
I know that, Edith. And Stretch knows that. But Sister Mary Gazongas don't know that. So to get with her going, when the hot nun gets out of the cab, she says, "You know, sometimes I wish I could get a goodnight kiss from a fella like you just for old time's sake." And Stretch goes, "I don't see a thing in the world wrong with that." So this hot young nun leans over and gives him a big wet one.
A big wet what?
A kiss, Edith. Pay attention. And it goes on for like a whole minute, too. And finally, Stretch goes, wait a minute, sweetheart. I can't do this. I got a confession to make. My wife ain't dead. And the nun says, that's okay. I got a confession, too. My name's Fred, and I'm on the way to a Halloween costume party.
Oh, my!
We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Tune in again next time when we'll hear horny old Stretch Cunningham say,
hey, big man, let me hold a dollar.
Morning, pal. The sun's up, the birds are singing, and two of radio's longest-running knuckleheads are on the air. Well, not right this second, but soon. And that's what they call hitting the comedy lottery. The John Boy and Billy Big Show. Oh, they are a riot. A regular laugh riot. Wow!
Shows on the radio Monday, October 25th. Got a Halloween bonus top 10 list. First of all here, what about this? The top 10 reasons that the Democratic convention was more fun than the Republican convention.
Oh, okay.
All right, number 10. It's always more fun to lie. Number 9. Recent poll indicated 87% of registered Democrats know where in Chicago to score some killer weed. Yeah. Number 8, hookers discovered that unlike Republicans, the Democrats have no moral dilemma with paying for sex. Number 7, wacky I'm with the unindicted co-conspirator t-shirts. Number 6, stolen FBI files spiced up otherwise dull speeches. Number 5, with Ted Kennedy supervising entertainment and Marion Barry in charge of refreshments, party, party, party. Number 4, the girls only functions hosted by Janet Reno. Number 3, Democrats explaining that Americans don't care about the Whitewater convictions. Number 2, President Clinton explained what he really meant. He would balance the budget in 5, 7, 9, or 11 years. And the number 1 reason the Democratic convention was more fun than the Republican convention. The look on Hillary's face when the president showed up with a date. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play John Boy Jeopardy. The winner gets a Liquid Performance automotive cleaning and detailing kit. Liquid Performance, the world's highest quality full synthetic gasoline and diesel fuel additives, available at all NAPA auto parts stores. And brings you every week On Track with Doug Rice, Thursdays on The Big Show. You can go to thebigshow.com, click on the Liquid Performance banner, get 20% off. Just enter code JBB at checkout. Also, you'll be qualified for my daily stuff. And we give away John Boy stuff at the office. It's a 96 edition signed Worlds of Outlaws Racing Champions miniature diecast sprint car in the package. Autographed by Brian Doty, a champion.
Brad.
Don't it? We had to figure out his autograph. We're getting into some of those. We're not sure. Tater did a great job looking it up.
Well, his autograph actually says.
All right, got that going for us. All right, then. Well, hang on. We'll play in minutes. It is time for Oliver.
Well, well, well. It's fall. The leaves are changing color, it's getting dark earlier, and Panthers fans are always disappointed.
Ooh.
But the true sign that fall is here is Halloween, a joyful time for children to overdose on sugar and for their parents to consider selling them to the gypsies. But let's not forget that Halloween is also a time of sheer, unrelenting terror. When beasts roam the foggy night, looking for prey to satisfy their monstrous hunger. In other words, It's time to take my wife's family shopping for Halloween goodies. Let me preach on it. When people tell me about what scares them, spiders, snakes, zombies, vampires, werewolves, I laugh in their face. Being locked in a closet with Freddy Krueger, Leatherface, and Jason would be a vacation compared to a trip to the Walmart with the full figure gals in search of a sugar rush. Oh, it's a whole big production. First, I have to rent that flatbed truck. I tried ferrying them in a Hummer last year, and it broke the axle. Broke the axle. Then once there, I have to suffer the looky-loos as I unload them.
What?
They draw a crowd like Sofia Vergara doing nude jumping jacks with more disappointed faces. Camera phones fill the air so their friends can't call them liars when they tell them about it. It's like a circus parade. Then once the arduous task of dismounting is conquered, there begins a furious war of the waddles as they battle for position to get to those motorized carts. And when they settled in and caught their breath from that enormous 25-foot race, they unplug the power cords and off they go. It's like someone dropped the green flag on the Fatona 500.
Oh, man.
God help anyone who gets in their way. Oh, the humanity. They speed off in every direction looking for sweet deals like Death Race 2000 if it was set at Willy Wonka's. All three of them on cell phones conference calling so they can alert the others to discovered bargains. And don't think for a second that this quest is spontaneous or unplanned. These gals do the math. They take the number of trick-or-treaters from last year, add another 50 to it, then they add a little for themselves. Oh, yes. You can forget the old one for you, one for me method of divvying up the booty. It's more like, maybe one for you and absolutely 30 for me. They quickly fill up the carts with bags of every sort of candy you can imagine. And when they run out of cart space, they meet and draw straws to see who has to go back to the front of the store to get another cart, which is hooked to the back of the rascal like a trailer. They put candy everywhere. One year, at the last moment, they found a stash of popcorn balls. With no room in the carts, they began stuffing them in their cheeks like big fleshy chipmunks, storing food for a very long winter. It's a veritable sweet tooth smackdown, a showdown at the empty calorie corral. But the one place they never venture near in the entire store is the costume section. It brings back too many bad memories. Namely, kids pointing and hollering, "Mommy, I want to be that for Halloween." The horror. The horror. Upon returning to the homestead, the preparations begin for Halloween night. Because I'm the only one who can climb a ladder, I decorate the house. Usually like the witch's cottage in Hansel and Gretel. Seems somehow appropriate. Then the gals start the ritual known as the separation. A grueling, detailed process of dividing goodies by class and strata. And it's impeccable. Fun-sized candy bars in this bowl. Smarty, sweet tarts, nerds here. Caramel taffy there. Hard candy here. Pails and buckets and bowls and barrels of every type of sweetie imaginable. More than they'll ever give away, right? So what would be the harm of having one or two or 10 or 20? Before you know it, they've engaged in an orgiastic feast like big Norwegian white sharks. Once they taste chocolate in the water, the feeding frenzy begins. Melted chocolate covers their hands and faces until they look like three Ralphie Mays doing a minstrel show. You want Halloween Horror Nights, brother? Here it is. I have the unpleasant task of opening the front door to display the nightmarish scene to the public. Children and adults alike weep at the sight of the devastation. Three behemoths sleeping off their feed like a pack of sated kraken. It's Monster Island in Moomoo's. Awash in a rainbow sea of empty candy wrappers, not a morsel left in sight. The children. The poor children. But it's Oliver to the rescue. A carefully hidden stash of full-size Snickers that I secreted away months ago, only surviving the gluttony by hiding them in plain sight in Slim Fast boxes. And when, at last, it's all gone, out go the lights. Nothing left to do except let the sugar bears hibernate. The next day, the real work begins, taking the bagged-up candy wrappers to the recycling center. Usually three trips.
No.
With a truck.
No.
And help. And the gals, well, they finally get some R&R with a nice bubble bath, which for them is working up a sweat by walking 10 feet and then rolling in some Pop Rocks.
Oh, man.
Try getting that picture out of your head. I can't. Happy Halloween.
All right. Let's play John Boy Jeopardy. Jump right in here. Well, we all know that the Wright brothers became famous for being the first to achieve powered flight back in 1903. But it's worth noting that in 1908, Orville Wright was also the pilot when Army Lieutenant Thomas Selfridge became the first person to do this in an airplane.
What is called a flight attendant nurse while shaking an empty glass?
I saw that happen one time. Yeah.
What y'all got? 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line across America. We play John Boy Jeopardy next. Monday morning, Big Show's on the radio for October the 25th. Our video of the day brought to you by Nickel Store in Rock Hill, South Carolina, your hunting headquarters. Check them out, nickelstore.com. Terror ends with a pee break. She snapped out of her terror
just in time to pee herself.
Check it out, thebigshow.com. And as we got a brand new John Boy's Weekly Stuff, you can register to win a Time Life Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Museum DVD box set and a Mark Martin talking race card. But right now, let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's Jeopardy. And now, a man for whom terror often begins with a pee break. He is John Moore.
Thank you.
Let's say hey to Parks out of Simpsonville, South Carolina. Good morning, Parks.
Good morning.
There he is.
There you go. Welcome in here, Parks. Buddy, you first up. Let's see if you know about these Wright brothers. You know they became the first to achieve powered flight in 1903. But in 1908, Orville Wright was also the pilot when Army Lieutenant Thomas Selfridge became the first person to do this in an airplane.
Walk on the wing.
Walk on the wing. All right. Well, let's see.
But there was a lot of that going around then. It was like they were doing air shows. Yeah,
uh-huh.
Like that. Yeah.
All right, Parks. We appreciate you playing, buddy. You have a great day.
Okay, thank you.
All right, man. Let's go to Les. He's in Warrenville, South Carolina. Good morning, Les.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
We are doing good. Looking for our John Boy Jeopardy winner. We know it wasn't Walk on the Wing. What about Lieutenant Thomas Selfridge? Became the first to do this in an airplane.
He became the first to die.
to die in a plane. Yeah, unfortunately, that was the deal. So, Orville, they were demonstrating the two-passenger plane. And where were they?
It was a military. Yeah, military base in Virginia.
Fort Myer, Virginia, where they were. So a few minutes into flight, the propeller suddenly disintegrated. So the aircraft spiraled out of control, crashed, and both men initially survived. Lieutenant, unfortunately, passed away a few hours later. Orville was hospitalized for 6 weeks with a broken leg, four broken ribs, and a back injury that impaired him for the rest of his life. So 1903 is when they first flew.
Five years later.
Okay. All right, man. By the way, and Orville actually lost the coin toss that decided which brother would be the first to attempt flight. But so Wilbur got the first crack at it, but his attempt failed and caused some minor repairable damage. So then 3 days later, Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, Outer Banks, Orville became the second man to attempt, but the first man to succeed.
Yep. And then they just kind of traded off times. They flew a total of four times on that same day before the wind. They were standing beside the aircraft and discussing other options, because each time they flew it, it went a little further.
Right.
So they were discussing other things they could do, tweaks to get a little, and a big gust of wind grabbed the plane, turned it end over end several times, and just busted it all up.
Randy's looking into that when I was talking to Ryan Blaney, because he was from Ohio, but he first raised in North Carolina.
Right.
Had the whole Wright Brothers thing going on with Ryan Blaney. So, all right, we got that. Hey, and it worked out for you, Les. Your big old Liquid Performance prize pack headed down to Warrenville. Your name in the hat for my daily stuff, all right?
Awesome. That's great, man. I appreciate it.
All right, Les. You hang on, Jack, and get your info.
All right. Thanks, sir.
Bottom of the hour, top of your news, right on the other side of the reports. It's our time capsule, but it's October 25th, and the mayor of Dismal Seepage, 20 minutes away.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
Well, I had a great birthday. Randy gave me a back massager since Jennifer's gone, and he didn't want to do it. And Jackie's coming along fine. Well, Jackie was
don't
my back massager Randy gave me.
Since Jennifer gone, then he looks at me like, oh, that.
I love you, Jackie. You know that.
Jennifer who?
Yeah,
oh,
Jen.
I'm not kidding.
Well. And anyway, had a great birthday, a little surprise party for me. Billy and Randy, you know, came over to the house, you know, and kids running around. And
it was weird because it was like they said, okay, be there at 5:30. So my wife and I pull up with our kids at like 5:30, and like Johnny's truck is in the driveway, so I know he's there, and I'm like, wait a minute, he's here. Not only that, nobody else is here yet. What kind of a surprise party is this? She said, and no presents. I said, what do we do?
You come over there to eat.
Walk in and yell surprise.
And then, yeah.
So we walk in. It was still a surprise because we walk in. Johnny's like asleep. In the Barca lounger.
I'm in a recliner.
With a blanket over his head. I walked in, looked at him, I said, did he suffer long?
It was so cool.
And, of course, we all got to bring our kids, and don't forget how John Boy started scaring the children.
Well, hey, you know, a surprise party. I'm there in my underwear, asleep, in the recliner. You know, it was a surprise.
Yeah. A friend of ours, his little daughter, we came upstairs to the rec room. She was up there crying.
It's the first time she's ever seen me.
And he said, what's wrong, honey? And she said, the clown is scaring me.
I guess she figured birthday party.
She saw you. She figured, oh, that must be the clown.
The clown is scaring me. That's a true story.
The clown is scaring you.
The clown is scaring me.
And Billy started saying things like, as if it were coming out of the little girl's head, like, this is the worst clown I've ever seen.
Look at him. All he does is sit around and eat. He's not even making any balloon animals, Daddy.
Just eating. In his underwear.
I hope you're not going to tip him very much.
Oh, me. So anyway, and I said, all right, y'all hurry up and eat. Everybody out by Andy Griffin. And then Billy said, can we just take it to go?
Wouldn't want to ruin your life.
Hey, man, y'all got out, come to think of it. Surprise party. You go over there. We pay for the food. You eat. Yeah. And you, I don't even get any presents.
Happy birthday.
John Boy and Billy.
He's dumb as dirt, bless his heart.
Morning radio done right.
Good Monday morning, Big Show's on the radio. Well, there's always some exciting happening in Dismal Seepage, South Carolina. And here to tell us all about it is the mayor himself, the Honorable Merwin Q. Fiddle Swoop. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning to you, John Boy, and to all your wonderful listeners.
Well, Halloween's coming up, man. You got anything planned?
Thank you for asking, John Boy. Every year, the puckered butts on the Dismal Seepage City Council throw a fit over the word Halloween. And before you ask, yes, they are all a-holes. I mean, I'm not going to call it a fall festival. This isn't San Francisco. And then when you try to do Oktoberfest, you get the zipperheads that call it cultural misappropriation.
So what do you do?
I told them to cram it. And I combined the two. This weekend is going to be the first annual Dismal Seepage October Ween Festival.
Well, that's genius.
Oh, blow it out your... Oh, thank you, John Boy. Well, it wasn't easy as it sounds, John Boy. You kind of had to walk a fine line between the two. Like the parade, we have an all-Japanese polka band called the Honda Accordions. And on top of that, they'll all be dressed like that creepy chick from The Ring.
Ah, very nice.
Yeah, baby. As always, the Shriners will be on hand, but this time their little cars will be hearses, and they'll all be dressed as zombies.
Ah, so what's the Oktoberfest part of that?
They'll be hammered. Drinking Bach beer out of little skulls.
Man, isn't that dangerous?
The fun doesn't stop there, John Boy. We'll have some crazy fun games for kids of all ages, like bobbing for jack-o'-lanterns and a big tub of Guinness Stout.
Well, small jack-o'-lanterns, I'm guessing.
Well, no, you know, not necessarily. Last year we had this gal from Holler County that could dislocate her jaw.
Wow! Yikes.
I'm not going to lie. It was pretty hot. She could do this thing. Have you got a second? She could do this thing where she could fit not two, not three, but four billiard balls in her mouth and sing Wagon Wheel at the same time.
Billiard balls. Do you guys go play pool somewhere afterwards?
Grown-ups and kids alike should bring their marksman skills for the big monster hunt. They'll use paintball guns and score hits on the Wolfman, Frankenstein, Dracula, and many more.
Shooting at plywood targets with monsters painted on?
Yeah, if this was Myrtle Beach. Biatch, please.
Oh, wow.
No, the targets will be live. Thanks to our sponsor, the Dismal Seepage Repeat Offenders Facility.
So, is this something where participation can knock some time off their sentence?
No. But since the geniuses in government banned public flogging, maybe a couple of paintballs in the nards will show them crime doesn't pay, but it sure does sting a little.
So, I assume there's going to be lots of good stuff to eat.
Oh, there will be food aplenty, John Boy. Fresh baked breads from Wheat Loaves of London. traditional German sausages provided by We're the Worst. Desserts made by Strudel Doodle Doo. We'll even have deep fried zombie guts.
That sounds appetizing.
Well, actually, you'd love it. They're egg rolls, see, filled with those German spätzle noodles with chunks of Wagyu beef. Ooh. All dyed a nauseating green for the full experience.
So, I wonder how many of those your friend could fit in her mouth.
You are hilarious. Then Saturday night, all the festival goers will dance the night away to the unique song stylings of the gothic polka band, Polka Your Eyes Out. And we'll be serving as much blood red beer as you can drink. Well, maybe not you.
This is really something, Mayor. Well done. I just have one question. Now, is that girl with a big mouth coming back?
So don't be foolish. Come act ghoulish at the first annual Dismal Seepage October Ween Festival. We'll see you there, funny guy.
Good morning, Big Show listeners. This is the Honorable Mayor Merwin Q. Fiddleswap. I'm missing an O. Fiddleswoop. It's a beautiful day in Dismal Seepage, South Carolina, and it's even better when we're listening to the John Boy and Billy Big Sow. Oh, I missed an H. Big Show. But that reminds me, come on down for the 42nd annual Dismal Seepage Big Sow Festival. Yeah, that one's spelled correctly.
On the radio, Monday morning, October the 25th, all right? Then we're in John Boy's stuff. We got brand new stuff for our weekly prize. You can sign up at thebigshow.com. Last week, Nathan McElwain Jr. out of Toronto, Ohio. John got the big old fishing trophy. Don't get me. Well, that's just a little 06 Cape Fear Marlin Children's Tournament trophy.
About 4 inches high.
Yeah, so I said, well, don't get chintzy. Well, I'm sorry, it was just my stuff that I'm giving away. So, but anyway, we backed it up with that cool Carrot Top Kenny Schrader diecast race car in the box.
I don't even think Carrot Top would say that thing was cool. Well,
it must be proud of that picture. I think that drove a lot of people to...
Well, it drove a lot of people to something.
That's, that's right.
Like that. Well, yeah, but this week for our weekly prize is something nice. Is a Time Life Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Museum DVD box set. You can check. No, we're not drawing right now. Alerting our people who make their daily visit to thebigshow.com. Make sure and sign up for that. And throwing in a 1999 Mark Martin talking race card as well on that. So we got a bunch of stuff at thebigshow.com. Okay.
A bunch of stuff. That is one way of putting it.
Depends on how you define the word bunch, too.
In our daily stuff, Data was looking this up. Autographed by Brad Doty. It's a 96 edition signed World of Outlaws Racing Champions miniature diecast sprint car. And they're asking $17.99 for that on eBay. You as all got to do is win a contest. And one of our four winners this morning will walk away with that at the end of the show today. Can it get much better than this?
Gosh, I hope so.
Yes, fortunately it can, because we got a box of awesome going away as well on your next chance to win the current events quiz. Coming up, Big Show rolls on. Good morning, got a Big Show on the radio. Coming up, that current events quiz. You take C, you will win a personalized mix of unique products from Box of Awesome. No matter what you're into, we got you covered, and 90% of it is from a small up-and-coming brand. You know how we love them small American brands. Well, it's just in time for fall and the holidays. Boxofawesome.com. You can, of course, go to thebigshow.com, click on the Box of Awesome banner, and you can get 20% off your first monthly box. Just use code JBB. All right, we'll play for that and qualify for my stuff in minutes. But right now, it's a Halloween Monday.
Welcome to John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Today's episode, Halloween Hijinks. As our story opens, John Boy arrives at Brushywood Country Club's big Halloween bash.
All right, cool party. Hey, excuse me, buddy. I'm John Boy from the Big Show. You know, John Boy, John Boy. I'm supposed to meet my partner, Billy, here. You hadn't seen him, have you?
Yeah. Every morning when I look in the mirror.
Oh, hey, Billy. I've been looking for you for half an hour, man. I couldn't find you. Hey, who are you supposed to be?
I'm Waldo.
Oh, I guess that explains it.
Yeah. Hey, let's see. You're supposed to be, wait, don't tell me, a hobo?
Well, actually, there was a mix-up at the costume shop, and these are my regular clothes.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. Hey, have you seen Dub yet?
Yeah, he's over there at the Punch Bowl.
You mean that old Superman?
Yeah, he doesn't exactly look like he can leap a tall building in a single bound, does he?
I like his Superman outfit. Yeah. Hey, who in the world is that?
Where?
That tall babe dressed like Xena, warrior princess. Ooh, she's hot.
Don't you recognize her? You know Big Bob McFarlane, the car dealer that runs all those obnoxious TV commercials?
That's Big Bob McFarlane? No. Wow, what a great costume.
No. That's his ex-wife, Muffy.
Ooh, I hear she's a wild little unit.
Yeah, boy, they say every year she comes to this party, she drags some poor unsuspecting guy off for a night of mad animal passion.
Wow, I bet she dances wild.
Muffy approaches Dub at the Punch Bowl.
Hi there, Superman.
Holy moly.
You mind mixing a warrior princess a little drink?
Oh, sure. Would you like a cocktail, weenie?
No, thanks. You know, that costume really suits you.
It does.
Sure. You look like a guy with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men.
Well, I've been in my share of fights, if that's what you mean.
So tell me, do you have to rush out and save the world anytime soon?
Nope, I gotta have the suit back by tomorrow afternoon at 2:00.
That'll work.
What do you mean?
What do you say we get out of here and go back to my place?
I'm not sure what you mean.
Well, Superman, I'd like to offer you some super sex.
Beg your pardon?
I said I'd like to offer you some super sex.
Some what?
Super sex.
Oh, I'll take the suit.
We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Tune in again next time when we'll hear Dub say,
"You know what would go good with that suit? Some of these cocktail weenies."
Classic with the dubster. Like it, man. All right. Well, let's play the current events quiz. Bentley, what are we dealing with?
Big news this week for Facebook, or whatever the kids are calling it now.
All right. 1-800-BIG-SHOW. You toll-free line. You take C, you will win. We play next. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Video of the day. Go along with our Monday morning Halloween show. Terror ends with a wee-wee break. Check it out and make your day to visit thebigshow.com. Right now, Pep Squad.
Ready? Okay. Comb your hair and take a whiz. It's time for the current event quiz. Tennessee.
Yay. Let's say hey to Richard out of Gaffney, South Carolina. Good morning, Richard.
Hey.
All right, Richard. We're doing good, man. Welcome in here. All right, quiet down. It's time for your test. All right, listen to Bidlin win.
Well, one of the world's most familiar brand names is about to disappear. Social media behemoth Facebook is changing its name. Founder Mark Zuckerberg is expected to officially announce the new name at the annual Facebook Connect conference, which is going on this week. Tech news website TheVerge.com says the new name is part of a plan to bring Facebook's huge collection of apps and social media properties, which includes market leaders like Instagram and WhatsApp, under a unified online brand identity. And one top branding expert says it'll be tough to come up with a new name that would capture the enormity of the changes that Facebook.com has brought to the modern world. And because it's Facebook, he says the new name will probably be something along the lines of A, lifebook.com, B, social.net, or C, bleep me, no, bleep you.org.
Woo, that's a tough one. I think we're going to have to go with C on that one.
There you
go. He said that should solve all their problems.
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. Just change the name. It'll be fine.
Hey, Richard, good work, buddy. You have got you a box of awesome. Want y'all to go to thebigshow.com, click on that box of awesome banner, use code JBB, get 20% off your first box. See what we're talking about, man. Some cool stuff. But we'll hook you up, Richard, and qualify for my daily stuff as well, buddy.
Thank you. Appreciate it, fellas.
Hi, man. Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Right on the other side. Go back last Halloween. Had some fun with Hanson the karaoke night, all right? Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Well, this weekend, Halloween, Sunday night. Are they changing? They're going to put the kids out, let them trick-or-treat on Saturday. Have y'all heard what the deal is?
I don't see why you wouldn't do it on Sunday.
That's right. People don't go to church anymore.
Well, it's the devil's holiday.
Yeah, that may be my guess. Well, I guess it just
depends on the neighborhood. Yeah, I think the neighborhoods decide.
Y'all figure that out, because I know last year it was Saturday night. Happened to be Hanson's date night. check out how that went.
All right. Next up on Halloween karaoke is this guy with the little cowboy head and chaps. What are you supposed to be, little fella? Woody from Toy Story?
I'm Hopalong Cassidy, Weisenheimer.
Bet you can really do some hopping with those chicken legs. Hey, you want me to hold the mic for you? You might have a problem with them small hands.
Give me that. I want to dedicate this song to my wife, Patty. Happy Halloween, doll. Hit my music, Shecky. I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. Stop the things that you do. Watch out, I ain't lying. Yeah, I can't stand. Woo! No running around. I can't stand. I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. Ooh, yeah. Boogie, boogie, boogie. Woogie, woogie. Man, I am nailing this. Speaking of nailing something, bartender, will you send another pitcher of martinis to my table over there at number B7? Drink up, hon. I'm almost done. Daddy's getting lucky tonight. Stop the things that you do. Watch out. I lie. If you don't. a spell on you. Because you're mine. Ooh, yeah, mine. Ooh, Thank you, Lake Lorban.
Okay, management would like to apologize to the folks in the front row. I wasn't warned that we should have handed out ponchos. All right, let's take a little break while we mop up the stage. Whoa!
Monday morning, Big Show's on the radio. Well, always happy to have a visit from our resident poet laureate, Colonel Hamilton Brewster. Welcome back, Colonel.
Thanks, John Boy. It's good to be back.
So, how's life treating you?
Brother, I'm just like Humpty Dumpty, because I always have a great fall. You know, John Boy, this is my favorite time of year, when the trees are all AWOL, you know, always without leaves. You want to hear my favorite quote on autumn?
Okay.
Autumn leaves don't fall, they fly. They take their time and wander on this, their only chance to soar. Isn't that beautiful? My father, rest his soul, he had a great saying about the fall, too. Get your lazy ass out there and rake them leaves, boy!
So, what have you got for us today, Colonel?
Well, you know, it seems like every place you go in small-town America has a fall festival.
Oh, yeah.
And every one of them festivals have a bobbin for apples contest. Well, I went to one a few years back that was the mother of all contests. I call it the Great Holler County Bob-Off. I put it to verse, and it goes a little like this. Summer is done, and the leaves start to fallin'. The scent of bonfires and the sound of geese calling. Folks of all ages gather together to celebrate autumn and the much cooler weather. Long about October, the festivals start. Music and food and moonshine and art. But in old Holler County, they all still recall the greatest apple bobbin contest of all. The reigning champ was Miss Nellie Bly, 6'5", 280, and looked like a guy. She had her a trick that left people in awe. And just like a cobra, she could dislocate her jaw. The prize money offered was $500. And that was real money in the county of Holler. It was all but decided that Nellie would win and take home the Great Holler Trophy again. But old Marvin Seiler, he brought in a ringer. Gertie McDougal, a real humdinger. He found Gertie in a town just south of Nantucket. Mouth so big she slept with her false teeth in a bucket. She was only 5 feet tall, but her head, good Lord. A hat was something she could barely afford. Her beady eyes flashed. She was poised to attack, man. She started chomping her teeth just like Ms. Pac-Man. Things started off slow. First one apple, then two. But there was a battle a-brewing, and everyone knew. Nellie plunged her head in. The crowd started buzzing when she came up for air, and her mouth was a dozen. The crowd went wild. Who could do such a thing? The Baptist church choir started to sing. Gertie could never do what Nellie just done. So Gertie stuck in her head and brought up 21. They run out of apples, so they moved on to pumpkins. Had to use a swimming pool for this king-size Duncan. What happened next was a sight to be seen. Nellie come up with 6. Gertie brought up 16. Minds were a-boggling. Kids were screaming, golly, the biggest dang showdown since Frazier Ali. They bobbed for basketballs, cinder blocks, and melons. They even went to the prison and bobbed for felons. Ford truck motors and a whole head of cattle. WrestleMania wished they could book this battle. It was down to a draw, but folks needed a winner. And then they had a big meeting while folks broke for dinner. It was decided the only way a winner'd be reached was the ultimate test, and it'd be at the beach. They announced this last test would not be a lark. They'd go to the ocean and bob for a shark. Gertie and Nellie leaned off the boat. Gertie got a hammerhead stuck in her throat. Nellie was ready, punched her head in the drink, come up with a tiger shark quick as a wink. But cocksure Gertie was made for the fight. She was going for the gold, yep, a great white. A 25-footer sidled up alongside. Gertie smiled and opened that yapper up wide. She went for the gold, but there weren't no applause. Gertie overmounted her shot and got bested by Jaws. Everyone watched as the water turned foamy red. In the final insult, the shark spit out her head. Nellie won by default, but the victory bittersweet. 'Twas not Nellie, but the shark was Gertie's defeat. On the county courthouse, there now hangs a plaque. Don't never bob for nothing. That just might bob back. Ha, 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 ha! You like that one, John Boy? Yeah!
Dear Diary, this is Gary. Busey. I had the weirdest dream the other night. I was duct taped to an examination table while a bunch of mental patients were mumbling gibberish into my ear. Turns out it weren't no dream. I was just listening to Wordy Word on the Big Show with John Boy and Billy. Someone needs to herd those losers into the not okay corral.
Yeah!
It's a Big Show on the radio. Here we are getting in the final hour. Got some good stuff coming up. Like a Halloween call to Ricky B. Sharpula. We'll be playing some Wordy Word. And we'll call our agent Murray. See what Halloween stuff we got lined up.
Oh, yeah. I think you ought to give up on him.
No, yeah. We can't do it now.
Didn't give up on us, we're not going to give up on you.
And we go back with this bonus Halloween top 10 list.
Top 10 reasons why trick-or-treating is better than sex.
Okay.
All right. Number 10, you're guaranteed to get at least a little something in the sack.
There you go.
If you get tired, wait 10 minutes. Go at it again. Number 8, the uglier you look, the easier it is to get some. Number 7, you don't have to compliment the person who gave you the candy. Number 6, it's okay when the person you're with fantasizes you're someone else because you are. Number 5, 40 years from now, you'll still enjoy the candy. Number 4, if you don't get what you want, you can always go next door. Number 3, doesn't matter if kids hear you moaning and groaning. Number 2, less guilt in the morning. And the number 1 reason why trick-or-treating is better than sex, you can do the whole neighborhood.
Good morning. Got a Big Show on the radio coming up. We play Wordy Word. The winner gets a hat, T-shirt, and tumbler from Law Tigers. That's America's motorcycle lawyers. Plus, we got a 1-year digital subscription to Classic Easy Rider magazine, making this rebellious return this December 7th with the 2021 Sturgis special. To subscribe, go to ClassicEasyRiders.com. Save up to 60% off the cover price. Or go to TheBigShow.com, click the Classic Easy Riders link. All right. Check out all the stuff we got going on there. You can win as well. Speaking of winning, we will play Wordy Word in minutes. Right now, let's do this phone call. I think we're hooked up.
Hello.
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 Hello. This is Count Ricky B. Sharpula from Dothan, Alabama. How you potluckers doing up there?
Hey, Ricky, sounds like somebody's getting ready for Halloween.
Oh, yeah. My favorite time of year. We go have a big time for sure.
I bet you already got them big old pumpkins sitting out on the porch right now, don't you?
No, she's inside of fixing breakfast.
No, not Lucy Armina, jack-o'-lanterns.
Oh, them pumpkins. Yeah, we got 10 or 12 out there.
Man, that's got to be a lot of hard work, I mean, especially for you.
What do you mean?
Well, having to clean them out from the inside. So do you carry the seeds out one at a time, or do you carve the face first and toss them out the eye holes?
Funny man. You know, somebody ought to arrest you for murder.
Why's that?
Because you're killing me. Killing me.
So, how's the house looking?
Ah, spooky and creepy and Halloween-y as all get out.
So you didn't decorate it yet?
I tell you, that was a close one. I thought for sure you'd go for a Halloween-y joke there. Oh, yeah, place looks great. It weren't easy. It weren't easy, neither. Could hardly find all the haints and the boogers stuff at the store for all that Christmas stuff they had laid out.
Christmas stuff already?
Yeah. Turned out to be a good thing, too. All that Halloween junk is pretty well picked through, so we had to make do with some Christmas stuff.
What? You use Christmas decorations for Halloween? Well, how'd that work?
Well, not bad, really. Stripped down that dancing rock and roll Santa and glued on some extra hair and viola. Got us a jolly, twitchy old wolfman out there. Couple cans of red spray paint, couple pairs of horns, and bingo. Them old angels is devils.
And put a pair of your bib overalls on a tiny elf, and hello, Chucky the Devil doll, right?
Somebody better call out the SWAT team, because you are a regular riot.
I can't help it.
I know. Hey, listen, I'll tell you, how about this? Give me a chance to get even, will you?
All right, go ahead. Give it your best shot.
All right, you asked for it.
All right.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Lucy R., how's it going?
Tolerable, I reckon.
Uh-huh.
Truth be told, I'm plum tuckered out. Mm. You know Ricky and Halloween.
Just a big kid, huh?
Nope, he's just a big idiot. I wish he spent this much time on our anniversary.
Yeah, come on. You got to have a good Halloween memory or two.
Well, let's see. Last year, we was invited to a couple's party, and Ricky decided we was going to go as one of them vaudeville dancing horses.
Well, how'd that go?
About like you'd figure. He did dance a bit complaining as usual. He said his aunt only had one eye hole, and the hair kept falling in the way. Darn fool had the rear end all backwards.
That's like the perfect outfit for him.
Uh-oh. Goodbye.
Okay.
Gotta tell
him
the horse's rear end story. Blabbermouth. Hello.
Hello. Hey, Ricky, before we go, I forgot to ask what you're going to be this year.
Oh.
Mini-Me, Star Wars Ewok, Stuart Little, Sneezy, Doc Dopey. What you got?
Another little scab on the old comedy zombie. Well, if you got to know, I'm going to be Count Dracula.
Ah.
I got fangs, a cape, a whole ball of wax, even bought a new pair of shoes.
Hey, why don't you use that shoebox, Operation Christmas Child?
Hey, man, that's a dang good idea.
All right, of course. I mean, after you use it on Halloween for your little Dracula's coffin, then you have
it. Another comedy steak in the old undead heart. Goodbye, pot liquor.
Goodbye.
All right, then. Sharps will be all right. Let's play Wordy Word, y'all. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line across America. As well, like we tell you, you can go to thebigshow.com, click the on-air contest link. You want to play and can't get through, Jack will call you. We do it next. Good Monday morning, Big Show's on the radio, and our video of the day, Terror Ends with a Pee Break. Check it out.
Just in time.
BigShow.com. Be taking a classic bit request off the wall in minutes. And right now, let's do it.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
Let's play the wordy word and the wordy word. Let's meet the contestants. We got Joseph from Burksville, Kentucky. Good morning, Joseph.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey!
Hey! And we got Chuck from Bristol, Tennessee. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. Hi, boys. Welcome. So, Chuck, you're on Team Tater and Randy. Joseph on the John Boy and Billy side. We'll do two rounds. Good luck to you, boys. So, Chuck, you relax. And me and Joseph will go for the first 30. All right, Joseph, are you ready?
I'm born ready, buddy. I'm born ready.
All right. Uh-oh. Well, you holler them out there. I'm going to put them right there in that head. Start the clock now. You drink this in the morning. Blank juice.
Hang on just a second. Let me move over this. Give me a second.
What? You can't
traffic
stop.
Traffic noise. Traffic noise. Okay, go ahead again.
Wait a minute. Stop. Time out. Joseph had traffic problems.
Oh.
We don't want him to die playing wordy word.
You're right. You're
getting hurt. All right.
I think it was the noise, not the traffic, but we'll take it.
Well, I definitely hurt somebody.
Or motorcycle one.
Somebody definitely said orange juice.
All right. I heard that. Well, so anyway, so you want to throw that one out?
Yes.
Just to make it fair?
Sure.
I guess so. All right, Joseph, are you pulled over? Are you in a safe spot?
Yeah, I'm ready. It's just traffic noise.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, get in the car, man. We'll keep playing, man. All right, here we go. We're going to be on a roll. All right. Okay. Me and Joseph, ready, go. A red flower. It's a...
What? Red flower.
What?
Rose.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Rhymes with it. These are black birds. They're smart.
Blackbirds.
Blackbirds. They're smart. Rhymes with rose.
Sorry, I said rose.
Rhymes with rose.
Blackbirds. Call, they say.
Crows.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Rhymes with it. Don't pick your
nose.
Yeah, rhymes with it. Yeah, I'm not even going to try that one.
Johnny, maybe you need to move out of traffic, too.
I don't think it was my fault.
He's getting hot, so don't poke the bear, Billy. He always takes it out on me.
Yeah, all right. So we put a 3 on the board. Okay.
Yeah.
Chuck and Tater for their round one. Are you ready, Chuck?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right.
And go.
All right. It rhymed with the last one. You strike a blank, like you want a blank for a picture. Stand still and...
Oh.
Yes.
Yep,
oh. Rhymes with it. These are at the end of your feet.
Toes.
Yes. We're off that. We're now moving into Halloween candy. It's a peanut butter cup. What is it?
Reese's. Yep.
You okay? Another candy. It has almonds and coconut.
Almond joy.
Nope.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right. Oh, okay. Forget the nuts. Data boy.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Take the nut out of almond joy. You got a mounds. All right. That's right. All right.
All right.
How
sorry
you?
About that, Chuck. I know because I don't like it.
But
I don't
Marcy,
know. I
mounds,
don't eat that.
That had to be a nickname for you at some point.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. Yeah. Junior see, high. I did have. Okay. I didn't know they were talking about the candy bar. Oh.
All right. So Chuck is leading 4-3 after round one. All right, Joseph. You are up with Billy. Need some points. Are you ready?
I'm ready now.
Brand new word and go.
Famous candy bar. It's like a Milky Way, but it has peanuts in it. Made by the same people.
Snickers.
Yeah. There you go. This is the candy with the cookie crunch. It comes in two little sticks.
Kit Kat.
Nope. Not another one. It's two little individual sticks.
Or maybe just one.
Wafer candy.
It's crunchy on the inside and covered with chocolate on the outside, and it's shaped like a stick.
It's caramel.
Yeah. It's caramel? Yeah. Caramel in it, too, right? All right. Well, what do we do here? Well, you did get a 1 to tie Chuck, so it is 4-4. So, Chuck and Randy, all you need is 1 to win. All right. And we're picking up on that last one. Ready, Chuck? Ready,
yes, sir.
Ready or not, go.
So it's a candy bar. It's not a Kit Kat, but it's kind of like it. Just throw some candy bars at me, bub. Let's go. Come on.
Twix.
There you go. There you go. We win.
Twix for the win. Yeah, that was a A Twix. Now, do they come in one or do they come
no,
in
they
two?
They usually come in two.
Usually come in pairs. Yeah.
Commercials now are like the left or the right. Which one do you want?
And Kit Kats, like, they usually have like four bars.
Right. It's like four different sections. Yeah.
So we were all confused on our candy. Mm.
No. Well, just we the mounds.
All right. Well, Joseph up in Berksville, Kentucky, you came up a little short there, buddy, but you can try again anytime. All right.
Oh, thanks. All right.
All right, Joseph, have a good day. And Chuck in Bristol, you got the big old Law Tigers prize pack with the classic Easy Riders magazine subscription, and you're the last name in the hat for my daily stuff. That's signed World Outlaws Racing Champions Miniature Diecast Sprint Car. All right?
Yes, sir.
All right, will you hang on, Jack, and get your info?
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right, buddy. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Yeah, Billy was giving a clue from Twix from that Seinfeld episode.
The candy with the cookie crunch.
With the cookie crunch.
That was the candy lineup episode when they're in the car dealership.
They're all Twix. It's a setup.
All right. Well, here we go. Moving on. Time for our classic bit request of the morning. Off the wall, we got John Williams from Leland, North Carolina. Right, beautiful Leland. John says, love the show. I've been listening the last 40 years. My classic beer request is a playhouse called The Challenge of the Fruits. Mm. Y'all keep up the great work. Thank you, John. You got your request. Coming up next. Good Monday morning, Big Show's on the radio. Classic beer request. Long time listener John Williams out of Leland, North Carolina. Here we go.
Welcome to John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Today's episode, The Challenge of the Fruits. As our story opens, John Boy and Billy, Copy Bunny, and Jeff Pillars are standing at the edge of the thick tropical jungle of a small, uncharted island in the South Pacific.
Pillars, you stupid! Hey, John Boy, I'm going to South Pacific to scout locations for the John Boy and Billy movie. You and Copy ought to come with me. It'll be great. Dangerous? Nah, what could happen? Why am I sounding like Hillary Clinton? A plane crash could happen, stupid.
Shut up, idiot.
This is unbelievable, Yankee.
I don't want to hear from you either. You know, it's not like I planned this. You're the one that said, I want to do a jungle movie. Let's do a movie in the jungle, Pillars. I want monkeys and pear. Jackass. Wow. We got caught in a typhoon. It's called an accident.
Yeah, well, Rayford says there's no such thing as accidents.
Yeah, this is what I call a royal screw-up.
Shut up, Junior Samples. You stick a quarter in your butt. Be quiet. Takes one to know one.
Hey, guys, let's not turn this into Lord of the Flies here, okay? I mean, at least we're alive. I think the first thing we got to do is find some food.
You really think there's anything to eat around here?
Well, sure. There's probably all kinds of tropical fruits and stuff growing wild.
You mean out in the jungle?
No, keep an eye out for a Quick Mart with a deli counter. Of course, out in the jungle, you idiot!
It's probably crawling with all kind of bugs and stuff and bees. Probably some more African bees.
Well, let's see, Billy. You must be the professor. I'm the skipper. Copy's Gilligan because John Boy is Marianne. It's a jungle. Of course there's bugs and stuff, you moron.
Are y'all going to fart around here all day or are we going to go get something to eat?
Well, I hate to say it, but he's right. Let's do it. Say we ought to split up. We can cover more ground that way.
Split up? What if we run into something dangerous?
Like what?
Woola bully! Woola bully!
Like that?
The foursome find themselves surrounded by a group of angry-looking tribesmen with razor-sharp spears.
I, noble Shita, Mojowanya!
This is not good.
Who dares invade our sacred island?
Hey, you speak English.
Of course. Many years ago, one of our tribesmen went to school in America. He brought back much knowledge of your land.
That accent you got sounds like you went to Pensacola barber.
Silence! Silence, walrus face!
Hey!
You have polluted our sacred island with your presence. Off with their heads!
Wait. Well, we didn't mean to come here. It was an accident, Chief.
There are no accidents, brute head. There are only screw-ups.
See, I told you.
Shut up, Cobby. You want to get us killed?
Chief, now listen. We mean your people no disrespect. Can't you, you know... What's the word for that? Give us a break?
There is one possibility. I will let you live if you pass the challenge of the fruits.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Challenge of the fruits. Whoa, what's that, Pillars?
Sounds like a prison island. challenge of the fruits. I don't know. I wish Randy was here. Sounds like something he'd be pretty good at.
Well, you know, we don't seem to have a whole lot of other choices here, guys. Okay, Chief, what's the challenge of the fruits?
Each of you must go into the jungle, pick some of the native fruit, bring it back here. Then I will explain the challenge.
All right, you losers, let's move it.
The foursome each head off in a different direction. 5 minutes later, Billy is the first to return.
Are you hitting on me?
So, you have chosen one of our native bananas.
What's the challenge of the fruit?
You must take the fruit that you have chosen
uh-huh.
and stick it where the sun does not shine.
Oh, boy.
If you do it, we will let you live. But I must warn you, if you cry out in pain, we will chop off your head. Are you ready?
You know what? Go ahead and chop off my head. Because when I think about all the crap I'd have to take from the other guys when we get back to civilization, I think I'd rather just get it over with quick.
As you wish. Off with his head!
The heavy stone blade severs Billy's head from his body.
Ow!
At that moment, Jeff Pillars returns from the jungle.
Well, there goes the sequel. Jeez, Louise, that was quick. Did he fail the challenge?
You might say that.
I think I just did say that.
Fruit? What fruit did you bring?
I don't know. Some kind of big pomegranate-looking thing.
Very well, then. Here's the challenge from the chief. The challenge of the fruits. You must take the fruit you have chosen.
Yeah.
And stick it where the sun does not shine. If you do it, we will let you live. But if you cry out in pain, we will chop off your head.
You're pulling my leg, right? If I didn't have that spear, I'd slap it. All right. I knew I should have hung out with a cast more when I was doing dinner theater back in the 70s. Okay, Chuckle, stand by. Here goes nothing.
Pillars takes the big pomegranate-looking thing and tries to, well, you know.
Come on, baby.
If I could just relax, I could loosen up a little bit. I've been through this before.
You might have passed the prostate test, but you have failed the challenge of the fruits.
Just kill me!
Off with his head!
The stone axe falls again, and Pillars follows Billy into oblivion.
Ow!
At that moment, John Boy returns from his hunting trip.
Hey, man, what the? Pillars, Billy, I can't believe it!
Shut up, cry, baby. Your friends have failed. Are you ready for the challenge of the fruits?
If they fail, what kind of chance do I have? We have this thing called the Stoopy Quiz back home. Well, never mind. Okay, Chief, what's the challenge of the fruits?
You must take the fruit you have chosen and stick it where the sun does not shine.
No, really.
And all of those birds and animals back there, they will be able to see it. If you are able to do it, we will let you live. But if you cry out in pain, we will chop off your head.
But
I brought back a bunch of little bitty berries. How in the world am I gonna...
One at a time.
Oh, boy. Okay, here we go.
The berries begin to disappear into John Boy's... Well, you know.
Oh, man, this is gross. No. At least they're small berries. It's just... Oh. Okay.
I see.
Just a few more. Yeah, I see.
Let me sniff around here. Laugh, fool. You have failed the challenge of the fruits. Off with his head.
The stone axe swings down a third time, and John Boy's head thumps to the ground.
Ow!
A few minutes later, at the entrance to the pearly gates.
So, did it hurt when they chopped your head off?
Well, not really. It was, you know, it was over so quick, I really didn't feel anything.
Yeah, yeah. Well, lucky you. Let me tell you, the size of that pomegranate, I wish I'd taken a quick one in the neck like you did.
Hey, look, there comes John Boy.
Hey, stupid, over here!
Hey, guys!
What's with you, man?
What do you mean?
I mean, we were watching you from up here. I had a piece of fruit the size of a baseball. You had a handful of tiny little berries. How come you freaked out like that?
Well, man, I was going good, pretty good there for a while. You know, got in my rhythm. You know, kept it just smooth. You know, you got to go slow to go fast.
I know, I saw. Right, get on with it.
But then I was down like to my very last berry, and then it happened.
What happened?
I looked up and saw Cobby coming out of the jungle with a pineapple.
We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy Playhouse.
There goes the other sequel.
Tune in again next time when we'll hear crusty old St. Peter say,
"Hey, big man, let me hold a dollar."
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Right, here we go, a few more minutes. We'll wrap things up. Do this call to Murray.
Hello, Red Hot Talent Incorporated.
Hi, is this Mr. Pesto?
No, this is.
Hey, John Boy Billy here. What's happening, baby?
Great, how's it going with you guys?
What? I mean, it's fine. this is Murray's secretary, Seal DePesto.
Of course it is.
You sound a lot perkier than usual. Hey, wait a minute. Whenever... is there a new man in your life?
Well, as a matter of fact, there is.
So who is he?
Oh, you know him. He's even been on your show before. Hmm. His name is Glenn.
Glenn? Right. You mean the world's biggest Earnhardt fan?
That's him. Came by the office to pick up that Dixie Diner CD you guys autographed for him a couple weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
We just kind of hit it off.
Wow, so what's he like in real life?
Well, he's a lot like Earnhardt.
You mean he's tough?
No, his heart swelled up and his kidneys are failed. But on the positive side, since we started dating, every credit card in his wallet is maxed out to the limit. And I don't know how long it'll last, but right now it kind of feels like I've hit the father load.
Jeez, Seal. You wouldn't be taking all your past frustrations with men on this one guy, which I don't think he can take it.
Hey, payback is real.
You better be careful.
Yeah, no problem, Curly. I know what I'm doing.
Whatever you say. Well,
who doesn't anything out of the Sharper Image catalog, by the way?
Is Murray in?
Hold on, I'll ask him. Right. Murray, Jimbo and Bobby on two. Jimbo and Bobby. It's number 17A. Yeah, right? Yeah.
What?
Hold, please.
You'll
be right with
Thank you.
Hello, Jimbo.
Murray.
Love you. Mean it.
Yeah.
So, how's the front runners for the 1996 Marconi Award? Oh. Whoops.
Hey.
Hold on a second, babe. Seal, I told you, keep these client Happy Talk flashcards up to date. What? Oh, 17A. I'm sorry. Sorry, Jimbo. So, how's the front runners for the 1997 Marconi Award?
Hey, Murray, what's the deal, by the way? You said that Marconi Award was in the bag.
It was.
Well, then what happened?
They reached in, took it out, and handed it to Paul Harvey.
Very funny.
Oh, Jimbo, you aren't still disappointed about the Marconi, are you? I mean, it's just an award. It doesn't mean you're not hitting the mark. And besides, it's not like you really had a shot at winning or anything.
Says who, Mark? Listen, people are always telling us we can't do something. They said, there's no way you guys can make it as a syndicated morning show. They said, there's no way you can talk about racing on a rock and roll station and hold the audience. They said, there's no way John Boy can climb into a Legends car and dominate the competition.
Well, babe, that last one hasn't really happened yet.
Okay, maybe that was a bad example.
Yeah.
But you don't know what I mean, man. You don't know what I mean?
Huh? What? I'm not sure you know what you mean.
I'm saying we did it despite all that talk about there's no way that'll work. Remember?
Of course I remember. I'm the one who kept saying it. Oh, and by the way, do you know why I keep saying stuff like that?
So we'll knuckle down and give it 110% so we can beat the odds and prove you wrong?
Well, actually, it's because I really don't think you can do it, dude. But I'm glad you took it the other way. That's a lot better than what I had. Oh, by the way, thanks for coming by my nephew's school yesterday for the big fall carnival.
Hey, my pleasure, Murray. You know, your nephew's really cute, dressed up to look like me. Hey, but I thought you said he was going to be a dinosaur.
No, babe. I said he was going to be a big, slow-moving beast with a brain the size of a walnut. Easy mistake. Hey, that reminds me. Thanks to you guys, I finally got to fulfill a dream of mine yesterday.
What happened?
The Fort Worth JCs called to ask about how much your appearance fees were.
For what?
The big Halloween House of Horror thing they've got coming up.
Hmm.
Just think, Jimbo, after all these years, I finally got to tell somebody how much you guys would charge to haunt a house. Oops. Hold on, babe. Big name on the other line.
Yeah.
Theo, tell Jimmy Spencer I'll call him right back.
Hmm.
Yeah, babe.
Hey, Jimbo.
Yeah.
I may have bad news about the Halloween House of Horror gig.
Uh-huh.
We pitched another client first. It looks like he may be interested after all. I'll get back to you. Yeah, listen, babe. Let's do the lunch thing later. Have your machine call my machine. And remember, no one can deny this love I feel inside. And I'll give it all to you. My love. My endless love. And give some of it to Bobby, too.
That's Billy.
Him too. And Jimbo.
What?
Call me.
All right, looking forward to that next call. All right. Right quick, the winner of my daily stuff, one of our four winners this morning, the winner from the current events quiz, Richard Beatty.
Wow, you got to that fast. You in a hurry?
Richard Beatty, yeah. From Gaffney, South Carolina, wins the 96 edition signed 28 World of Outlaws Racing Champions Miniature Diecast Sprint Car Stuff of the Day. As always, y'all can go to thebigshow.com and sign up for the weekly stuff giveaway.
I thought you were in a hurry.
And you were.
Really? Slow down.
All right, well, here we go. Take us home, man, Podge.
Bitbox is here. Download your favorite Big Show bits, 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Find your faves at thebigshow.com. Anytime's a perfect time for John Boy and Billy's Southern Sweet Tea. Y'all stock up at Food Lion or your favorite store. Order JB&B Stuff by phone, 800-471-STUFF. Online services by Animink.com.
Y'all, you don't have to miss a minute of the Big Show. It's all going to be popping into the John Boy Miller Late Risers podcast. You can get it at thebigshow.com, wherever you get your podcast, absolutely free. Enjoy. We love you, and we mean it.
Congratulations. Your DiMaggio-like streak for saying nothing even remotely interesting is still alive and well.
Hey, he's talking to you, Randy.
Uh-oh.
Take that.